Bell being interviewed there by the panel for the position of National Director of Public Prosecutions. Well, the Center for Development and Enterprise has called on that panel that has been appointed by the President to rigorously interrogate the six shortlisted candidates. That's happening at the moment. Is it rigorous enough? Anne Bernstein is the Executive Director at the CDE and joins us now. Anne, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. Just remind us, why is this so important that we get the right person for the job of NDPP?
Hello?
Anne, are you with us?
I'm with you, yes.
There we go. We can hear you.
Hi, I'm Andy.
Why is this position of NDPP so important?
Well, as we can see with the Mdlanga Commission, our criminal justice system is in deep, deep trouble. And at the heart of all of this is the rule of law, which is fundamental for our society to protect human rights and for economic growth reasons. This is a key institution, the prosecution service. And the fact is that since the Zondo Commission, maybe before, when it comes to grand corruption cases, the NPA has been singularly unsuccessful. And so that is the key issue facing the country. Will we get a new NDPP who is willing to take on the most powerful people in the country if necessary, who will fight for the integrity of this organization, and who has the management experience and leadership capability to make the NPA the highly effective, excellent organization the country desperately needs?
You make the point that a delay is preferable to appointing the wrong person. We have seen interviews commence this morning. There is the potential threat of an interdict from the DA. They're raising concerns about the integrity of the process. What is your argument? Because there is a concern that Shamila Batoi's tenure comes to an end at the end of January.
Well, CDE has been making the case for a process, the right process, since the beginning of the year because of Shamila Batoi's, having to go in January. And we were arguing for the right kind of panel. So we're not happy with this panel that the president has appointed. We don't think it has, it's not a comment on the individuals, but it doesn't represent the judiciary at all, the legal profession as a whole. There's nobody from business or a senior civil service or retired civil servant with management experience. We wanted a different panel. We then get six people shortlisted where it is really hard to understand on what possible rational basis the panel concluded that Mr. Simelane, after his sorry history, could be a credible candidate. So what are the criteria they're using? And we are saying if you can't find a person of excellence with the capacity the country needs, rather delay and deal with the consequences of that than appoint the wrong person. We've had many people appointed to the NDPP position over the last 20 years that were clearly the wrong people. So delay is preferable, in our view, if there isn't anybody who meets the real criteria that South Africa needs and the NPA needs.
And thank you so much for your thoughts. Anne Bernstein is the Executive Director at the Center for Development and Enterprise, saying that there must be a rigorous process to interview these candidates. So just a reminder, Nicolette Bell is currently being interviewed. Then Hermian Cronier, Andrea Johnson, Tolisile Kanile from the FRC, Adrian Mopp, and then Menzi Simelane, who of course is the controversial one. But let's see if those interviews proceed. The DA has given an indication that it will go to court to seek an urgent interdict to stop these interviews from going ahead. So let's see what happens over the next little while.
The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener is brought to you by Nedbank Commercial Bank.